Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is. It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in.
Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. For news, content, house guests, podcasts, and our blog. Become a member of our Facebook page. But don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com. Go! And now, the Get Real Podcast.
Always keep it real. Real.
Welcome, everybody, to Get Real LOL Big Brother Unscripted. I'm your host, Cammy, joined by my co-host, Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Cammy.
How you doing tonight?
Doing all right, Cammy.
You doing all right? We have Jeff from BB17 tonight. We're very excited. As you saw in the house, Jeff spoke his mind. He thought a lot into the game. He was very strategic. He tried to be charming and well-liked, and I really can't wait to get his point of view on everything. Before we bring Jeff on, just to let you know a little bit about Get Real, you can visit our website at getreallol.com, and there you will find everything you need to know for Big Brother. We have 12 Big Brother bloggers blogging about the live shows, the Big Brother recaps you can get for the feeds, for Big Brother After Dark. We also have our 24/7 forum where we have about 30 people typing minute-to-minute happenings inside the Big Brother house. You don't have to miss anything anymore. And we also have our Facebook group, which has I think we're getting close to about 20,000 people alone just in the Facebook group. It goes 24/7. There's so much drama just on that page. So in Big Brother, the feeds are crap. You could just go there and enjoy that drama. On Facebook, just search Get Real LOL Big Brother. Okay, before I bring Jeff on, I'm just going to catch everybody up. Yesterday, we had Steve's mom, who was fantastic, and we did divulge the spoilers. So if you don't like spoilers, turn down the volume. This show is explicit, so if you're under 18, you're not supposed to be here. But we don't really care. So basically, Steve won veto and has been replaced with Vanessa. Vanessa has been, up until about 30 minutes ago, she has been in the comic room bed crying nonstop. At first, I thought it was an act. Did you think it was an act, Aaron?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, at first I thought it was an act, but then I kind of caught on that it wasn't an act, but I think she really, really, really was upset and blindsided. And with that, let's bring on the man of the hour, which is Jeff.
Hey, what's going on,
Welcome
guys?
Welcome to Get Real, Jeff. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing excellent. And once again, I appreciate you guys reaching out to me and allowing me to talk about Big Brother.
No, we love it, believe me. I mean, you know, Big Brother fans, and I also watch The Amazing Race. I was a fan of you and Jackie, even though I heard in the Big Brother house you got a great edit, which I loved hearing. But we love having you. The fans love it. It's all Big Brother diehards here, and we appreciate you coming on and give us a little bit of your time.
Yes, thank you.
Now, are you watching the live feeds a little bit?
Yeah, I am. I'm kind of, you know, of course, I'm a little bit confused because it looks like right now people are kind of flippy-floppy with, you know, it almost sounds like they're trying to keep Vanessa now and send Shelly, but I don't know. Like, it's been kind of all over the place.
What's happening is, so we were saying how Vanessa's taking the news real bad, but I knew Vanessa was going to rebound back, and she's just starting to, maybe an hour ago. But what happened was last night, Meg says to James and Jackie, wait a minute, why are we keeping Shelly? Shelly's coming after us because of the whole Clay thing. It's best for right. Becky's game, not ours. And then they said, we'll sleep on it. And then basically today, Meg and James were talking, saying, you know, Jackie might not be on board because she's so close to Becky. But they, but they're in agreement. They want to take out Shelly.
So here's the problem. And this is like, this is my experience in there. And this is just my outlook on things is I would say the majority of the house guests think very short term and not long term. And I think that by, I disagree. I think that right now is the time to take Vanessa out. If they don't, Vanessa's, you know, she has a good shot of winning this thing. I think that it would be silly not to take her, to take Vanessa out. You know, I agree. Yeah, Shelly's going to be bitter about Clay leaving. However, I think that they could, with Vanessa being gone, I truly feel that they could get Shelly to side with them. She would be a lost puppy dog, and they could kind of nurture her back to health. That's just how I feel. Vanessa is like a is like an Audrey in a sense. She's, you know, obviously playing the game pretty strategically and pretty well. And I think that at the end of the day, I think that Vanessa can outmanipulate Shelly. So I'd take her out right now.
100% agree. I think that Vanessa is the one that needs to go. They're stupid to leave Vanessa in that house. She's a gamer.
Yeah, well, not only that, but I think that Vanessa, just by looking at things, I think that she has, obviously, Austin wrapped around her finger. And then, obviously, with Austin comes the twins. So I think that, I think it's the smartest move to take Vanessa out. But like I said, I don't know if it's going to happen. They have been thinking pretty short-term and not long-term. And, I mean, why even listen to what Meg has to say? I mean, does it really hold any kind of value?
But here's what's crazy. Here's what's crazy, Jeff. And I said it on the Get Real Facebook page. When she put Vanessa up, I said, wait a minute. You know, Austin basically says he has no brains without Vanessa. So Austin and the twins, she has. And then supposedly Austin and the twins, and I call them the three amigos, Meg, Jackie, and James. They're supposed to beeline through double eviction just to get through. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. If Austin and the twins just go to them and say, listen, the deal was to take out Shelly, Becky put her up, but you don't have to vote that way. So I was thinking that way. I did not think the other way. When Austin and the twins heard it, they were like, oh, all right, whatever. We'll take out Vanessa. And it was the opposite, that the other three didn't want to take out Vanessa. And I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's just how the house works. You know, it's crazy. People, especially, you know, I think we've seen it time and time again with the, you know, the Sixth Sense Alliance, or like, I would say more so with Austin and the twins. You know, they have no problem shunning somebody that was close to them. Like, you know, you saw what happened with Jace. They pretended like, you know, he had some kind of
cancer,
infectious disease that was like you know, contagious, and they basically just threw him to the curb and. It was an interesting sight for me, and it raised a lot of red flags immediately about really Austin's character in the house. And you know, I knew that I needed to keep him close, but I knew that he wasn't somebody I could trust in the game, just because, I mean, who doesn't even give a sympathy vote when the whole house said, we don't care if you give Chase a sympathy vote.
Right, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it speaks volumes on their alliance and really how strong it is. And, you know, really, there's really no strong, strong alliances in there anyways, from my perspective. I just feel that most people are just kind of just playing it day by day. But
now,
before we... season of floaters.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I think it's a season of floaters. It's just, you know, we'll go with whoever seems to be in power. We'll go with whoever seems to have the better plan by the minute, by the hour, by the HOH. Oh.
Yeah, by the second. I mean, you can't even, you know, the house is still filled with constant paranoia. You can't even go to bed without people scheming against you. And, you know, it's kind of like a running joke in there. It's like, I can't even go to sleep tonight because the minute I try to lay in bed, someone somewhere, whether it's HOH room, hammock room, outside, is talking about me and why I need to leave.
But it is true. All the heavy hitters are going week by week. And when everybody was like on social media, on the Facebook group, They're like, yes, yes. They were like wanting Vanessa out. And I'm saying to myself, Vanessa makes me dizzy with her thought process. But you know what? At least she's entertaining. Jeff, you were entertaining to watch. She's entertaining to watch. Audrey was entertaining to watch. But I say, as a fan who loves drama and who loves to watch the strategy unfold, like, once Vanessa goes, I'm thinking, what am I going to watch? What is there left? You know, all the heavy hitters are pretty much gone. Okay, before we take any calls, because we have fans that want to talk to you, we have a game for you that we're going to play. And this is an infamous game at the Get Real Studios. And what we do is, it's called Who Said It in the House? And what we do is, we just take a little snippet of something someone said in the BB house during your season, and we distort the voice. And we want to see if you could guess who's talking to each other. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, we could try that. We could try that. I don't know how good I'm going to be at this. Let's try.
That's all right. Even if you bomb at them all, who cares? You know what I mean? All right, we're going to play the first one, and I will play it again and again if you want to. Okay, here's the first one.
I know what you guys are up to. No, we're just trying to make it work. No, you're trying to make my life a living hell.
I'm going to play it again, Jeff.
Yeah, I couldn't really distinguish what was being said.
I know what
you
guys are up to. No, we're just trying to make it work. No, you're trying to make my life a living hell.
They're saying, I know what you're up to. And they said, no, we're just trying to make it work. And I think the last thing is, no, you're just trying to make my life a living hell. But I'm going to play it one more time.
I know what you guys are up to. No, we're just trying to make it work. No, you're trying to make my life a living hell.
This is going to be, you know, I would like to say that this is Vanessa, but I feel like I don't know. Like, I'm leaning towards.
Do you want me to give you a hint?
Sure.
You're a part of it. You are one of those people talking. You want me to play it again? Here we go.
It's got to be Jake.
I'm going to play it one more time. We love this game. It's just fun. Hold on.
Is it? I'm speaking.
I know what you guys are up to. No, we're just trying to make it work. No, you're trying to make my life a living hell.
I'll give you this. Ready? You're the last person talking. You're the one saying, no, you're just trying to make my life a living hell.
Really? Oh, my gosh. See, we're just distorted. I'm thinking
but
that.
But isn't...
No, you're trying to make my life a living hell. Ooh. I would say that would have to be a dialogue between myself and Audrey. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you what it is. Ready? No, it's nothing big. Basically, it's a scene with you, Meg, Jason, Day, and basically Steve is saying he doesn't sleep with girls, and they're all trying to position who's sleeping where, and you think they're trying to throw you under the bus to sleep with Steve.
Oh my God.
Do you remember it?
Yes, I was hating my life.
I'm going to play the next one. Here we go.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Oh my God, we're so cute. And you're using the fucking blankets as a tablecloth. Yummy, this is so cute. Thank you, and you look nice tonight.
Here we go, ready? I'm going to play it again. Oops, I hit the wrong thing. Hold on.
That was great.
Oh my God, we're so cute. And you're using the fucking blankets as a tablecloth. Yummy, this is so cute. Thank you, and you look nice tonight.
Thank you, and you... What? Is this one person?
Okay, it's two people. Okay, I'm going to play it again. It's two people.
Oh my God, we're so cute. And you're using the fucking blankets as a tablecloth. Yummy, this is so cute. Thank you, and you look nice tonight.
I'm sorry, I can't even think, because all I heard was blind kids and tablecloth. Am I hearing the right words?
don't know what you're hearing. I'm going to play it and I'm going to say it. I'm going to play it and say it back to you. I'm going to talk while they're talking. Ready?
Okay.
Oh my God, we're so cute. And you're using blankets as a tablecloth.
And you're using blanket as a tablecloth.
Thank you, and you look nice
tonight. So cute. Thank you, and you look nice tonight.
Wow. So I heard some messed up shit. I heard blind kid, not blanket.
I don't know where you got that from.
You're using the blind kids as the tablecloth.
It's like, what? Oh, my God. I was like, what's
this? That's really playing messed up stuff on dates. This is the conclusion we can come to.
I'll play it one more time just for shits and giggles. Here we go.
Oh, my God. We're so cute. And you're using the fucking blankets as a tablecloth. Yummy, this is so cute. Thank you, and you look nice tonight.
Oh my God, is this like some kind of creepy dialogue between Austin and Liz? Like, I mean,
yes!
I'm just like,
you got it! Yeah! You got it! It was a wow. date in the HOH room, I believe, like two, three weeks ago. And they Austin used a blanket as a tablecloth, and she was saying, yummy, this is so cute. And he's like, thank you, you look nice tonight.
Gosh,
you got it.
Yeah.
But you got
yeah.
it.
The only conclusion we can make out of this game is that Jeff does really, really messed up shit on dates. He uses blind kids to get girls.
No. Austin would definitely do that prior to me. If you guys
So any girls that are going to go on dates with Jeff know that if he brings a blind kid, that things have gone to a really bad level.
Hey, look, in my defense, I've been doing charities to help kids. So that would be more of Austin's move than mine. I'm just saying.
All right, I have one more I have, and then the game will be completed. All right, here we go. Do I have one more? Yes, I have one more. Okay.
I don't do words well, ha 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 ha. Well, I think you do them perfectly, and the TV network thinks your words are awesome.
Hold on. What?
That one's gonna get me nice.
Did that just say roids? Like steroids? Or what
are you listening to? Oh, I believe the beginning is I don't do words well. And then I believe the second person says something to the effect of you do words very well and the TV network thinks so also. All right, I'm going to play it one more time.
I don't do words well, ha 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 ha. Well, I think you do them perfectly and the TV network thinks your words are awesome.
Is Jackie somehow attached to this conversation?
No.
Ooh. Steve?
No. Any guesses, guys?
who does it? So, see, I keep hearing weird words. Maybe it's just my mind, like, you know, like completely out there. But I heard roids, like steroids.
I heard roids, too.
I love that you heard roids.
I'm like, oh, clearly this is Jason Austin.
It was J-Mac and Becky. He was saying,
wow.
Doesn't do words well. And she was saying, yes, you do. You do them perfectly. Because from the TV viewing audience, we all think Becky wants J-Mac. And she then goes on to say, and the TV network will as well. Okay, right. Jeff got 1 out of 3. Good job, Jeff. It's a hard game, but it's a fun game.
It was a hard game. I got one.
You got one. It was cool, though, wasn't it?
It was cool. I like that.
All right. We are going to bring on a fan. Let's bring on Michelle. Welcome to Get Real with Jeff. Michelle.
Hello, Jeff.
Michelle, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm one of the updaters for Get Real this summer, and I typed everything you would say.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She typed everything you said.
Nice.
That's a dangerous job.
What was he saying, Michelle? Anything good?
Oh, I loved it when he would talk, and he was all over the house, and you know, he just, I enjoyed it. But he's a big miss in the house too, because I love the drama.
Yeah, that's what I was saying in the beginning. It's a void.
Yeah. I was in everyone's ear.
He's missed big time in that house, especially once Audrey left, and then now they did want to get rid of Vanessa, and now they don't, and so they flip flopping all over. But I think if they do need to get rid of Vanessa, but if she goes, then I don't know what happens to the drama. There's not much after that.
Yeah, you might
I was
have to
saying
just
the same thing.
We'll still have James.
We'll still have James Fuller.
What? Aaron?
We'll still have Prankster James left to hide things.
Yeah, but that's kind of like America. What is that? What America's the saboteur?
Yeah,
that's
kind of
stupid.
And you know what? It was only fun when it was both me and James, because he would just kind of go along with my ideas. Like, and
right.
What was messed up is in the house, production wouldn't let us actually execute a lot of my plans that I had. Like, I had some great pranks, but they were just so weird about them. We would always get, like, shut it down and, like, basically yelled at, so we couldn't actually. We were, one night, Austin was sleeping in the have-not room in his dentist chair, and we came up with the idea, let's saran wrap him to his chair. Like, why not?
Oh, that's cool.
Like,
that's cool.
Like, we're like, let's use the whole thing of saran wrap and, like, get him in there really tight so he can't even move. And, yeah, they shut that down pretty quickly. But it was, you know, it's harmless fun there. You get bored and you want to, you know, you want to pull pranks on people. And I now I really wish I did.
Michelle, do you have a question for Jeff?
Yeah, I have two things I want to say. One question
okay.
is, if BB lets you go back in the house, what would you do differently than you did before?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think my biggest thing was, and just looking back, the biggest mistake I made was talking about what I wanted to do in the future as far as what I thought was a good game move for the house, and actually voicing my opinion on that. Like for example, if I'm not in HOH or I'm not in a position of power, why did I feel it necessary to share who I think needs to go home or who needs to go home next, when really I should have just kept my mouth shut, let the HOH kind of campaign against whoever they want and kind of just jump on board, because that's really what's going on in the house. And, you know, it was players like me that were very vocal about, hey, look, you know, this is who we need to get out. This is why. And basically, you know, vocalizing my opinions on these things, when really at the end of the day, my opinion didn't really hold much weight because I wasn't in the position of power. And so
yeah,
for me, it'd be keeping my mouth shut until I'm an HOH or my best friend or, you know, my alliance member is an HOH, and then voicing mine.
Yeah. I think that the same thing, that you went a little bit too far in advance.
Right. I couldn't agree anymore. But you know what, though? Like, for me, I guess, like, where my mind was at was, these are people, and, you know, I know it's silly to think that because we are playing the game of Big Brother. These are people that I thought that I could trust. I did use, you know, social gameplay and social strategy the most in the house. I knew that, you know, competitions I could fare pretty decently at, but I knew that my key and what I could bring to the table in the house was, I feel that my social gameplay was pretty good. I mean, maybe not as good as I would like to say, because I'm obviously standing here talking to you guys, but I thought it was a pretty good social game I was playing.
Yeah, they do have people in the house that do miss you. I hear them talk about you every once in a while. Jackie, she's talked about you several times in the past week or so. And you know, they do from time to time talk that they do miss you in the house.
Oh, well, how sweet. Well, they should have voted to keep me then. I just needed two more votes.
Yeah. You just needed a couple of more votes and you would have stayed.
Yeah, and I just got off the phone with Clay today, and I was like, dude, what happened, man? I was like, you know that, and I told you when I was leaving, and I told Jackie, I was like, if I get vote to be evicted this week, it's 100% because Clay and Shelley decided to not, to keep me in the house, and basically that's what it came down to, is I needed Clay and Shelley's vote. It was very important that I didn't get their votes.
Yeah. Another thing I want to ask you is, Jackie, Liz, or Meg, marry Shag and never get to talk to you again.
You have another question, Michelle?
Yeah. Did you hear me?
Oh,
no, go ahead.
Jackie, Meg.
Say it again.
Did you hear the question?
No, I didn't hear it.
Jackie, Liz, and Meg, marry Shag and never get to talk to you again.
Marry Shag and never talk to again?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to pick one for each. Wait, all what right, are the Jackie. Choices? Meg, Jackie, and who?
Liz.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. First off, I guess I'll go ahead and. Oh my God. This is bad. This is a bad trio.
You're going to marry Jackie.
I guess, you know what, I guess I'll have to pick Jackie to marry. I'll pick Shag, and I'll never talk to Meg again. That's, I'm going to stand behind that. I think that's a good answer.
Yeah.
That was coming up.
Yeah,
you know, everybody will be saying tomorrow it's because they're already married.
I don't know that after Austin's been like slobbering all over and groping Liz, I don't know if I even want to.
That's another subject.
Oh,
all right. Thanks for calling in, Michelle.
Okay, and Jeff,
all right,
I was glad to have you on the show tonight.
Yes, no, thank you for calling in. Thank you for talking to me. You're awesome.
All right, thank you,
bye,
Jeff.
Michelle. Thank you.
And follow me on Twitter, and I'll message you back if you ever want to, you know, conversate about Big Brother or anything.
Jeff, give out your Twitter handle to everybody.
Yeah, so my Twitter handle is JeffWeldon21, and then Instagram is JDWeldon. And yeah, you guys can. I probably communicate with more on Twitter than I do Instagram, but
right.
Yeah, follow me on both.
All right, we have another caller. We're going to bring on Sandy. Sandy, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Sandy. How are you?
I'm good. How's life been treating you outside the Big Brother house?
Life's been good. I've been drinking a little bit more than I should and kind of, you know, taking advantage of, you know, different scenarios that have been panning out.
That's great.
Yeah.
What was your fondest memory in the house?
You know,
oh, that's a good
I
question.
Hate, you know, I hate to even bring him into it because I'm not so fond of him. But, you know, my fondest memory, and I think when I enjoyed myself most in the house, was during the Jeff and Austin podcasts. And, you know, I know a lot of people were kind of haters towards the podcast, but a lot of people also enjoyed it. And I think that it was the one time where I was able to kind of pretend like I wasn't on Big Brother and pretend like I had my own TV show. And even James got into it. You know, he had a little tinfoil microphone, like headset.
Oh,
like,
those were the best times. I thought those were great.
Yeah, no, we had excellent times. I mean, we had people crying. Like, we had Day, like, you know, break down in tears on the show. We had people getting worked up, emotional, you know, laughing. You know, it was good times. It really was.
Yeah, those were good times. I liked watching that on the feed, for sure.
I want to talk about Austin real quick.
Okay.
Can we talk about Austin?
God. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I was a huge, and still am, and we do have Audrey tomorrow, everybody. 7 o'clock, Aaron?
7 o'clock.
Audrey? Okay, we have Audrey at 7 Eastern tomorrow. Can't wait. I was one of the few Audrey fans out there, and especially on our Facebook group. You know, I try to stay impartial for certain reasons, but when I like somebody, I do like to express it. And so I don't mind liking someone who everybody else doesn't like. I like Austin. Here's my deal with Austin. Everybody's on him for he doesn't wash his hair or he's always touching Liz. Liz likes it, people. End of story. If you look at the feeds and you see it, she's stroking his hair back. Today she was licking her lips and calling him sexy. Does she like him as much as he likes her? I don't think so. But he is not touching her inappropriately. She likes the attention. If anything, to me, here's a guy who was out. His alliance member was taking him out. And he played up and he's like, okay, I'm going to be quiet. And all of a sudden, nobody is talking about taking out Austin. And that's why I'm a fan of his. Because he is playing the game the past few weeks. And I do believe that he was always playing the game. Maybe not correctly, but I might be the only one, but I'm an Austin fan. Jeff, what do you feel about Austin?
Well, I mean, obviously couldn't disagree anymore. I'm not a fan of Austin, his gameplay.
I'm not either.
His hygiene. He
smells like dirty protein shake, sweaty ball.
Yeah. He smells like protein and fish, which is just awful. I even made a couple of comments. I'm like, dude, just like cut down on the fish, man. Like every time I walk past you now, it's like, I don't know if it's your breath or you, or you're like sweating out the fish, but dude, it's disgusting. But I would say like the biggest thing with Austin is I guess for me, really rubbed me the wrong way when he turned his back on Jace. And I wasn't a big fan of Jace. Like, I mean, me and Jace are friends now, but to see that he wouldn't even give him a sympathy vote, that he completely abandoned Chip, that he squealed on him when Liz didn't, it just said a lot about his character, and I just cannot appreciate it. Now, going with the Liz thing, like, let's be honest. The reason why he wanted me out, because he didn't want competition. So now it's like, think about it. Yeah, you're right. Maybe Liz is kind of into the attention. That's it. I think it's an attention thing. That's like if you're on a stranded island. I don't think that she's physically attracted to him, or even, I don't think he's mentally stimulating. The one thing I can say, and I'll give him praise on, is I think he's funny, and that's it. I'll end it with that. I'll end it on a nice note. I think he's funny.
Yeah, I don't care for Austin either. I'm not going to down with appearance or what he looks like or smells like or anything. I'm just like with Jeff and the fact that he bailed on Jace just so easy. And I think if it came, if it came up to anybody else in his line, he bailed on them too. The only one he wouldn't bail on is Liz because he's misguided in that department.
He's misguided.
That's misguiding him,
And let's not forget, I think it speaks volumes that it came out of his mouth multiple times. His end goal, his dream goal of Big Brother was to make it to jury so he could spend extra time with Liz off the cameras. And I think, look, if you want to do that, then go on The Bachelor, man. Like, Big Brother is not the show. You didn't need to be a wasted space. There's many other people that their dream is to be on Big Brother and not for a showmance. And I think that by him saying that, just kind of discredits him even more.
Now, do you think about it? I'm sorry, Sandy Gap.
I was thinking about it today about Austin and what would happen if he was put on the block and being evicted. And I could just picture him going around telling everybody, "Please, please evict Liz next, so I can have time with her in the jury house." I could just see him going around doing that.
I totally agree with you, Jeff. I totally agree with you. But I think after he started playing the game. And then how do you feel about Clay then? How do you feel about Clay giving up his game?
Well, I mean, I think I tweeted about this. I was kind of annoyed. And you know what? For me, it's the same reason why I wanted to get Shelly out very early on in the game. It's because I think that Clay was benefiting Shelly, but Shelly wasn't necessarily benefiting Clay. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I'm going out there and saying this is because Clay was Shelly's puppet. I think that he really thought that he was the puppet master, but as viewers and also as peers in the house, we realized, wow, Clay is the puppet to Shelly. And I think that him going out of there, Obviously, he had a love connection in there. I cannot.
Right.
I can't say that it wasn't valid because it was. We've all seen it. It was valid. I know he liked the girl, but you know there is a 10-year age difference. Clay is still in college. He's going to go back home. He's going to have girls swooning over him, throwing themselves at him. Not that they already weren't. I mean, he did play college football. So I don't think that there's going to be a Clay and Shelly outside of the house. And I think that he should have just realized that. Realized, like, look, I like this girl a lot. She's a lot of fun. I could trust her in the game. I should have just kept it at that. It didn't need to get to the point where he felt that he should throw away winning Big Brother or even, you know, $500,000 for a showmate that could, you know, possibly go nowhere outside of the game. Things change when you go in the outside world. And so for me, for him to just lay down and basically just call the quits, I think it was very frustrating as someone that's played the game, that's been evicted, not even out of bitterness, but even like, you know, if I was a super fan or if I'm a, you know, a live feeder and I'm watching it, it would really piss me off because that's just a waste of space. That was somebody that they could have avoided, you know, placing in the house, and they could have placed someone that wanted to play the game a little bit stronger and actually wanted to fight to the end. I think that
I have a theory about that. Not to interrupt you, but when Clay was recruited, and when you get those recruits in there, they don't know the game all that well. They think they know it because they watched some, you know, maybe a season or something. But they've not invested in it like you have, you know, fans of the show are.
Right.
That's my theory. So I don't
know. And
think
I have a theory
was
too.
Was as invested in the game as much as Shelly was. And I think you recognize that. And another reason why he gave it up so easily.
Exactly. I mean, yet again, Bachelor would have been a better show.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
All right, guys. We're gonna wrap up in a couple minutes. I'm sorry. I only could bring one more on air for Jeff here. We're going to bring on Andrew. Andrew, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. How's it going, Jeff?
Andrew, what's going on, brother?
My first question is, how have your Amazing Race castmates felt about your time on the show?
You know, that's actually a really good question. Only a couple of them have even really acknowledged it, to be completely honest. And I just saw the majority of them over the past weekend while I was doing a charity event, and they didn't even bring it up. It was like it never happened. They didn't talk about it. They didn't ask me questions, which, you know, I don't know if it's because, you know, a few of them, maybe they wanted to go on Big Brother. Maybe, you know, they realized that, let's be honest, you know, it's not like I became famous or anything from Big Brother, but I will say that the response from the public you get from Amazing Race is minimal. It's like people don't even acknowledge that you were on there. When you're out in public, you know, people aren't like recognizing you, wanting to come up to you, talk to you. But Big Brother, completely different story. And so I think maybe there's a little bit of jealousy. And then also, you know, I there's only a couple. Laura was really the only one that, and she won Amazing Race on my season. She was the only one that was like really supportive about it. So, you know, I guess I can't really say much about it because they just pretty much ignored the whole thing.
Wow.
I remember they had a McCray and Spencer, they had a mic on their podcast, I think, when you were in the house. Mike from a Trek Stop.
Yes, yes, Mike. I didn't get to see him over the past weekend. Yes, Mikey.
Yeah.
From what I heard, I'm not too sure what he said because I didn't watch the show. But you know, do you want to talk about it or?
I don't remember because it's been a while since I watched it. But he was cool to have on their show.
No, Mikey's awesome.
And then my second question is, you obviously were one of the ones that were not allowed to vote with the whole last laugh twist. Why do you think Dave Vaughn picked you, Becky, and Jackie to not vote and not Clay?
I love that question. I have no clue.
You know what, though? I really can't answer that because it makes no sense. I think that she I think what she thought is Jackie, and, you know, Dave's very smart. This is one thing I can say is why she left the house so early is I truly believe And, you know, maybe I'm eating my words here. I think that Day was the smartest player in the Big Brother house. I think that she looked so far into things, and her speculation was on point every single time. You know, Day was the first one to get people talking about the twins. Like, she noticed it right then and there. Like, she was just very, very, very knowledgeable of the game and what was going on around her. So I think that Day realized, okay, Jeff's got Jackie wrapped around his finger, even though everyone thinks that Jeff and Jackie are nothing because that was the perception I was trying to create. I think she didn't buy that. And I think she also knew Becky at that time was getting really close with Jackie, so our votes would be in line with one another. So I think it was kind of a smart move.
Would you have voted to evict Davon? Had you voted?
Yeah, 100%. And she knew that.
Yeah.
She didn't even campaign to me at all because she knew that I would have evicted her. She knew that Jackie was on board, and she knew that Becky would more than likely be on board. So I can't say that it was a bad move. Clay and Shelly, though, I think that it would probably have made more sense to have them up there because Clay and Shelly 100% made it clear and known that they had an issue with her. I mean, but Shelly wasn't she HOH at that time, though? So I don't know if she could have. So Clay would have made sense, but I think she made a good move. I think myself, Jackie, Becky, I think that for her, it made the most sense.
Now, my last question is, we can talk about stuff on the stuff that hasn't occurred on the show yet, can we?
Wait, say it again, Andrew?
Can we talk about stuff that hasn't occurred on the CBS show yet?
You sure can. We're all about spoilers.
Okay, just check.
Thank you for asking.
Ruin anything?
No, give it up. Give it up.
So we have the two power players on the block Thursday, Vanessa and Shelly. How surprised are you about these two being on the block, or are you surprised?
I'm not really surprised. I think that Vanessa's game was starting to blow up. I think that people started to realize, like, wow, you know, Vanessa might be as crazy as most of us are speculating, and that she's emotionally unstable. And they started to realize, wow, you know what? What's the commonality here? Why did, you know, they just started thinking and reflecting back, you know, who sent Jason home? Who was behind Jason? Who had their hands in the pot here? Who sent Jeff home? Who was leaning towards Davon going home? And I think they started seeing that the common factor here was Vanessa and Shelly had a big part in it. And for me, being on the other side of the house, I'd say, okay, oh shit, let's go ahead and start breaking this up right now while we have the chance, because we're going to be next, if not.
Who do you think should go home out of the two? Or go to jury, I should say.
Oh, 100%. Vanessa obviously needs to go home right now. They could keep Shelly. Shelly will adapt back into whatever role she needs to, and I think they could use Shelly to their benefit. If they could get Shelly in their good graces, I think that Shelly is more of a threat as far as, hey, let's have her in our back pocket because she's going to win some competition. She's going to be someone that, you know what, let's try to, like, talk to her right now. Like, let her know, like, look, you know, we have your back. We want you to be a part of it. We're going to vote to evict Vanessa. And we want to make sure, though, you know, if we give you a little bit of loyalty here and, you know, a second chance in the house, we need you to kind of roll with us. And I think that she would. I think that Shelly would roll with the other side if they play their cards right. Vanessa, you know what? She's the type of person that'll tell you one thing and do the exact opposite if she becomes in power. I think that Shelly might stay a little bit more true to her word. I think Vanessa has to go.
Now, guys, we're gonna break for 30 seconds, and then we're gonna talk to Jeff for a couple more minutes, and then we're gonna wrap up. Okay, stand by.
Get ready for Big Brother like never before, hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers, rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. Don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com. Buy the 24/7 live feeds. Follow our Big Brother bloggers. Enter our brand new state-of-the-art forum where you can see what's going on in the house 24/7.
It's time to get real. It's time for reality.
And now.
Okay, Sandy, I didn't mean to cut you off. I had a play my clip. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Well, the latest in the House is that Meg, Jackie, and James are now going to flip the vote on Becky and vote out Shelley.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. And just to do a little posting after that, Meg did say, you know, if we can't get Austin and the twins on board, like, supposedly they're going to go to Austin and they're going to say, who do you really want out? You know, because Austin represents the twins. And if he, and Austin, I don't think gives a crap, to be honest. If Austin says, if Austin says Shelly, then they're not going to do it. If Austin says Vanessa, then they're going to do it. The plan is to talk to Austin. That seems to be going to be the deciding factor, which is crazy.
Which is ridiculous. Like, why even bring Austin into it? Like, like, the thing is they can initiate a big move, but the problem that I'm seeing here is they can't execute the big move. And I think that with them wavering on this decision is only making them look weaker. I think that they need to stick to the game plan. I think they need to take Vanessa out. I think they need to stop pushing it. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier. The problem that I've seen, you know, and, you know, people might bash me for saying this, but the problem that I've seen in the House, you know, with my, you know, limited time there was people are so worried about short-term moves that they're not thinking about the bigger picture. They're not thinking about the grand scheme of things. And it's all short-term moves. Like, you know, people are getting, you know, like, not to say it's wrong to take somebody out because, oh, I'm jealous of them, or, hey, I have a personal vendetta. We just had an argument yesterday. You know, these are the types of reasonings and justifications that people are using to get, you know, people like myself, Jason, day out. But at the end of the day,
a lot of emotional play. There's strategic play is not there. It's a lot of emotional play.
Yeah, because, well, a lot of, like, the powerhouse has been, I guess, mostly emotional players, I guess would be the best way to really state that is, you know, there's quite a few emotional players in the game or that have sent people home, and it's based on emotional decisions, not so much strategic, but I think that they're batshit crazy for trying to flip and send Shelly home. I think Vanessa needs to go. You know, I think that they're going to create a whole world of issues keeping Vanessa in the house. I just don't realize.
Well, they're under
they buy interrogators too easily.
Yeah, but they're under the misguided impression that Vanessa's not close with Austin and twins. They think that Shelly's closer to Austin and twins than Vanessa is.
See, this is why no one has a clue. And Jeff, I want your take on this. I've been watching Big Brother since season 3. This is the first. This season is so messed up to me. This is a season of you can't lie. You can't really lie. You can't really have an alliance. It's like nothing is allowed. Nothing is sacred. It's like if Jeff tells me something, and I'm like, is Jeff telling me the truth? Jeff, okay, you're telling me Day said this. Let's go ask Day. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. No, and like no. Honestly, I agree with you. This season was, as far as like people going in the game with the strategy, you might as well go ahead and just throw that down the drain because you can't have strategy in this season. It doesn't make sense. You can't have alliances. None of the alliances hold weight. People are willing, like you said, you know, you tell somebody something and then all of a sudden they want to have house meetings. And like, obviously that's been proven to be negative, you know, way back when. And, you know, it's like they want to have house meetings and when the HOH, as soon as someone becomes HOH, oh, let's all go run upstairs and just rat everyone out in the house. Like, why? Like, why do we have to do this? Why do we have to play that game? But you know what? You have to adapt, and you have to adapt quickly. And, you know, that's the game that's being played. And, you know, you have to realize that, I think you brought up a good point. The reason why Clay and Shelly, you know, why they wanted me gone so bad. You know, when I was obviously there with Clay since day one, was because they found out that I was talking to other people, that it was bad for my game to have Clay and Shelly as a showman, which I tried to explain to them, look, that wasn't just out of my mouth. I think you guys know that this is common knowledge. I think you're smart enough to understand that anyone's going to say that. Just because I said it doesn't mean I'm gunning for you. It's just you guys should understand the repercussions of being in a showman. But no, it's a comment like that. Like, oh, Jeff's got to go. He's going to try to take us out next week. No, I'll try to take you out when it comes down to, like, final five or something. Like, let's be smart here.
Yeah. And something, Sandy, like the house meeting. Any Big Brother fan, like, the house meeting is sacred. Like, you get the meeting maybe one every four seasons. And when it hits, you're like, holy cow. But these people throw it around like it's nothing. And
Let's do a house meeting.
Yeah, I don't know how you adapt it, Jeff. It's very weird. And before we go, I have one more question that I want to ask you. And we know CBS listens. Hi, CBS. Thank you for your support. But what do you think about the whole twist announcement in the beginning of the BB takeover? I can tell you this. As fans, day one was very exciting. We're like, holy shit, there's going to be a twist every week. Holy shit, there's going to be a personality coming on. Like, right. We were like, this is going to be the biggest Big Brother ever. And then it was just gone, and they never said anything. I wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, how about this? Like, first off, I think we can all agree that the twists have been absolutely terrible. It hasn't been anything that has really changed the game. They've been, like, silly. Like, oh, let's watch them get up and party for Gronk parties in the middle of the night, and obviously, like, we're standing around miserable the entire time. I think that the twists should have been stuff that would have detrimentally
game
or whatever, like
game.
Whatever word you want to say, like change the game to the point where it was negative, positive, whatever, like make the game so crazy where it's throwing everyone off. I think that the biggest twist that could have been something that would have been exciting, but it wasn't because it was Davon that was getting sent home.
Right,
it was the last laugh, but that one would have panned well for me. I tell you right now, if I would have got the last laugh, I think I would have been able to stay in the house. So it could have been cool my week. But, yeah, the twists weren't very well thought out, in my opinion, and I think that they could have been better executed to the point where let's throw them stuff that's, like, literally going to throw everyone off their game, maybe send somebody home that wasn't even thinking they were going to go home, or save someone that was completely dead in the water, like, you know. I just feel like the twists weren't exciting.
Yeah, it was great. And then they were just gone. It's like, wait, now there's no twist at all. I mean, we're heading into jury and there's no twist. This season is just very weird to me. Doesn't mean I'm not watching it. I'm always hooked to Big Brother. It's a different season than I've ever seen before. Okay, guys, this is Get Real LOL. I want to thank Jeff so much for coming on. Jeff, give a shout out to your Twitter and Instagram again.
Can I ask you one more?
You can, Sandy. Get ahead.
Just one more
Jeff.
Quick one. Who do you want final two?
Final two, I'm going to go with Jackie and James.
Okay. Fair enough.
Jackie and James. I see James. I see James there. I don't know why.
James for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if Jackie can make it, but she just might.
Looking in hindsight, I think that I was kind of on the right path with aligning myself with James, obviously really close. Jackie, you know, obviously I have outside experiences, so I knew I could trust her. And then, you know, Johnny Mac, you know, final three, that's what I'd be looking at is Jackie, Johnny Mac, and James.
Yep. Love Johnny
you
Mac.
You would have been in there. You would have been in there, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I made a couple of big mistakes in the game. I kind of ran my mouth too much. But you know what, though? Just to kind of throw it out there, I don't regret my gameplay. A lot of people have been scrutinizing my gameplay. At the end of the day, it was a game. I chose to play it the way I wanted to, and I had a lot of fun there. I wasn't holding back, and, you know, it was an excellent experience. And I fought to stay, and I think that's, you know,
you did?
Yeah.
Do we still have Aaron? We're talking about James. Do we still have his charity thing on our website? Do you know?
Yes, we do.
All right, guys, check out our website, too, besides getting the spoilers and the forum and the Big Brother blogs. We also have something up for James for his charity from his roommate and his best friend who are like family to us. So check out GetRealLOL.com, and if you want to help out, you can help out James and his cause. And thank you to Jeff. Thank you to my co-host, Aaron. Thank you to all the updaters, 30-something of you who 24/7 are updating what's going on for Get Real LOL. Thank you to our live tweeters. Thank you for our forum people, everybody behind the scenes, and a big thank you to Jeff for joining us. And Jeff, give out your Twitter and Instagram one more time.
Yes, Twitter. Follow me, guys, please. I mean, there's middle schoolers out there that have more followers than me. It's pathetic.
Give out your Twitter handle, Jeff.
So my Twitter handle is Jeff Weldon. That's WELDON 21. And then Instagram, JD Weldon. Follow me, guys. I would love to communicate with you. I communicate more on Twitter. Show some love.
Follow him, guys. Jeff, thank you for coming on. You're now a member of the LOL family. Anytime you want to come on, co-host, do another show on our other platforms, anything you want, we're here for you. Thank you so much, Jeff. All right, guys,
awesome.
We'll see you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern with Audrey. Have a good night.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in.
Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. For news, content, house guests, podcasts, and our blog. Become a member of our Facebook page. But don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com. Go! And now, the Get Real Podcast.
Always keep it real.